Greetings, brothers and sisters. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Inspirational Thoughts and Encouragement. Today's scripture comes from the 92nd Psalm, verses 12 through 15. Reading from the New Living Translation, it says, "But the godly will flourish like palm trees and grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon. For they are transplanted to the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green. They will declare, 'The Lord is just. He is my rock. There is no evil in him.'" Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we pray that you'll bless the readers and hearers of your holy word. We pray for the courage to always be obedient. And Father God, we pray that you'll continually bless us with spiritual insight, wisdom, and understanding as we grow in the knowledge of you, Lord God, as we grow in the knowledge of your love for us, Lord God. This we pray in the precious name of Jesus, your Son, our Savior. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, our culture is obsessed with youth. There are products that offer better health, products that offer fewer wrinkles, and products that promises increased energy. But these address the issues of aging only in superficial ways. Nothing alters the fact that our bodies grow older. Yes, that doesn't change. Our body's going to grow older. And feeling old, however, now that's not inevitable. You don't have to feel old. With the right attitude, we can be young at heart no matter what our chronological age may be. Amen. And we do this by developing a God-centered focus first. That means keep your mind on the things above rather than earthly things. Colossians 3rd chapter, 2nd verse. See each day as an opportunity to trust God more fully, to love him more deeply, and to serve him more joyfully. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Also, you can have an active pursuit of learning. Never stop learning from Scripture. Long for the Word the way a baby craves milk, so you can continue to grow spiritually. 1 Peter 2nd chapter, 2nd verse. Also, have a hopeful outlook on life. Let godly thinking shape your attitudes. Amen. Be joyful, be thankful, and be prayerful. 1 Thessalonians 5th chapter, verses 16 through 18. Last but not least, have an others-centered orientation. In other words, don't let yourself withdraw into self-absorption. No, instead, invest your life in others for their spiritual encouragement and growth. Amen. Brothers and sisters, staying young while growing old begins with your mind. So never stop learning, never stop laughing, and never stop loving God with all your heart. Oh, hallelujah. And you'll have a blessed journey. You'll have a blessed life. You'll be a blessing to so many others. And have a blessed day.